Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Well, Lead Belly, Lead Belly on the Savage Nation. Lead Belly. Anyone here a Red Belly? Lead Belly? A lot of libs are Red Bellies, but we got Lead Belly for you today. We're not talking about Obama, we're talking about Lead Belly. Lead Belly on the Savage Nation. Now, today's show is dedicated to the memory of my parents and to my brother. That would be Benjamin Ben Schmoyel and Rachel and Jerome, who have gone to God a long time ago. And although I originally said I wouldn't be on the radio today, at least I told some people I was not going to be on the radio today, I realized I could be in closer contact with, let us say, the Creator, for those of you who are atheists or witches or warlocks, than I could be anywhere else. So I thank you for listening to the program today, and I think the audience will be actually larger today than normal, given that it is the beginning of the Jewish New Year, which means that a lot of people don't work, especially in the big cities like New York. It basically closes down. As I have a Muslim friend, I told you the story a couple of times. He owns a wonderful restaurant here in San Francisco, and he said to me, you know, Michael, he said, when Jews fast, Muslims starve. See, you can get along with people if you only have a sense of humor. If you have no sense of humor, there's nowhere to go except to vote for Hillary, the most humorless individual in the history of the world. At least with Trump, there's a sense of humor, for nothing else. Yeah, look, I'm going to talk about the politics of the day. Don't think it's going to be preachy. No, indeedy. I've got 5, 6, 8, 10 stories today that are bubbling up like a volcanic rock. 8, 10 stories, including Trump's taxes. Don't think I'm going to look away. I'm not going to give up where I'm coming from on that right off the bat, but I don't think you're going to like what I'm going to say about Trump's taxes. Not at all. Yeah, that's right. Then I'm going to talk about, other topics that have been bubbling up in my head. I saw the movie Snowden, I think, last week, and I tried to talk about it Friday, but it went over like Lead Belly. But the reason it's so important is because Oliver Stone is a certified dyed-in-the-wool leftist, and he so condemns Obama in that movie for having created the greatest surveillance state in the history of the world, way outdoing the Stasi of East Germany, that I've got to talk about it. And then I had a friend, an artist, send me something. She's an artist and a loyal Savage Nation listener. And she said that, well, I'm going to not read the whole thing, but she said, look what we're going through right now. She said, do you remember 10 or so years ago? Do you remember 10 or so years ago leading up to 2012 brought us into a new digital world of exposure? It only took 10 years or so to go from AOL's You've Got Mail on clunky desktop computers to pocket-sized tracking and recording devices carried voluntarily by nearly every individual. And she says the next 10 years could very well see technological and societal reform of comparable or much greater severity. What we're seeing now is either the approximate frame of this new age and we will continue to gradually settle into it, or just getting started, we haven't even seen anything yet. Of course, I believe that. The new age of surveillance by this monster called the government, domestically and globally, is now a tool that will change all of our lives, and I want to talk about this. And I'm going to ask you the question right up front about that. The next 10 years, what do you envision? Think back to the last 10 years. Think about the last 10 years. I mean, I was on the radio in 94. I remember 99 when the crackpots were saying, because of Y2K, the world was coming to an end. I laughed at him. I was right. You were wrong. So I'm not a catastrophic individual where I think the world is coming to an end. Moreover, I have a message of positiveness for you today. That's right, for all of you who are loyal and so desperate that you turned into the Savage Nation today for your salvation. I have a message of strength and hope for all of you, and that is this. Think about this carefully. The Jewish calendar, which is a lunar calendar, entered today the year 5,777. That means almost 6,000 years of continuous history, unbroken. Despite the purges of the Middle Ages, despite the Holocaust, despite hurricanes, tornadoes, invasions, casting out, Babylonian captivity, 6,000 years of continuous history. God, if the Jews can survive 6,000 years of continuous history, how can you not survive 8 years of Hillary Clinton? So don't throw in the towel and give up and say the world's coming to an end, okay? You can survive it. So we're going to talk about these topics on the program. I invite you to join us. If you want to talk about the topics I just touched on, go ahead, make my show. The phone number is 855-400-7282. Go ahead, make my show. 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. Now, I'm going to talk about Snowden. I'm going to ask you, is he a patriot or a traitor? I cannot believe people called him a traitor. Because even back in 2013, when this just came out, I called him a patriot. I was roundly attacked. And this is interesting. This is the dividing line. Pay close attention. Yeah, I saw the movie. I didn't see him in a new light. I saw him in a bigger light, a wider light, a broader light. And I still think he's a patriot. And I think that if Trump becomes president, he should pardon Snowden and make him the head of the NSA, by the way. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Make him the head of the NSA, by the way. Snowden, the official trailer. We're trying to get Oliver Stone on the show, but since he's a left-wing rascal, his publicist probably thinks I hate him, which I don't. Fine filmmaker. Always enjoyed his movies, even though I didn't agree with the theme of most of them. You know, the anti-war, Born on the 4th of July. Fabulous movie with Tom Cruise. But, of course, it was anti-American at the time. All right. Good movie. There were others from Oliver Stoney. And this is another one. I don't want to define him. I don't want to argue with him over politics. I just want to talk about this great movie about NSA's illegal surveillance techniques leaked to the public by one of the agency's employees, Edward Snowden. In that movie, my friends. But these are some of the topics that are floating around. I don't want to talk about, please, Juanita Broderick. I'm not going to talk about Bill Clinton's son, the black gentleman who's come along with pictures on Drudge. Go look at Drudge. Read for you. Do not call on it. The love child with a hooker. I'm not interested. I mean, everyone knew that Bill Clinton was a player in the days in Arkansas, and he went to those houses of ill repute. They said that. That's why they make a big deal of it. He says he wants to meet his dad, set for the first TV interview. I don't know whether this is the October surprise, but don't call me on it. I don't care about Bill Clinton's wild oats. In fact, I had oatmeal today for the first time in months because of this story. Yeah, I was thinking about oats I have a discursive kind of brain that moves around. Because I was thinking about Bill Clinton's wild oats, I said, why don't you try oatmeal again? So I went to the top of the shelf and pulled out that old Quaker with the long hair, could have used a haircut or a ponytail in his day, looked like Ben Franklin. And I had my Gliadin, enough for the day. My Gliadin is all I need for the day to be whatever. And that's it. I'm just schmoozing along here. This is rap. This is the rap show of the day, the Savage Nation. In fact, I wrote this last week. I don't know if you missed it. Talk radio is largely white man's rap, so I hope you enjoy it. Hope I don't offend anyone with that, but it's largely white man's rap. That's the complaint, isn't it? I mean, other folks have other ways of communicating. I use, let's say, a very large vocabulary. I mean, if I spoke 50 words of English, I'd be a rap star, and I make 50 mil a year. But since I don't speak 50 words of English, I do what I can with, let us say, 50,000 words of English. I do the best I can. Get the drift? Hope you do. Lead Belly, heard it on the show last night, a car show, my little rolling car show. I turn on the channel that has blues music, and I heard Lead Belly. I loved Lead Belly. I may have heard him once or twice when I was a youth, coming up like a wild oat. But old Lead Belly, let's hear old Lead Belly again. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Lead Belly. I asked where Lead Belly got his moniker from. 80 years ago, you wouldn't have thought it'd be the radio. That's why I loved it. I knew it'd be great for the show today. So I think about it, like, where did he get the name Lead Belly? They said one because it was buckshot in his gut. The other story is, that's nice, the NSA is sending a helicopter over the studio. Did that come through the microphone just now? Like, vibrated the whole studio. Good thing Teddy isn't with me when they fire off that hellfire. So then one was the theory of the lead and the lead belly. The other one was that he can drink such god-awful homebrew and not be affected negatively by it that they named him Lead Belly. Very interesting. I'm not drinking these days. You know, I've told you over the years I love my drinks at night. one, two. 20 years ago, I used to say that I saw a dispute between the British Medical Society and the American Medical Society. And the AMA, the American, recommended two drinks a night. Two. The British recommended five. And I said, in that regard, I'm an Anglophile. And I stick to the British Medical Journal, which recommended five. But as the years have gone on, I wouldn't do more than like one or two drinks a night. Now it's zero. Even one drink gives me a headache. So I'm stuck. I'm stuck in reality time. I can't even escape anymore with the vodka. Remember I said that I've survived on the three V's? What were they? I forget them. I don't want to misquote myself. That was funny. Someone recall me, remind me. What keeps me going is the three V's. Vodka, vitriol, and something else. I don't know what the third V was. Yeah, vodka, vitriol, and vitamins, since I've written many books on vitamins. So I'm still using the vitriol and the vitamins. No more vodka. Forget it. Finito. Gone. Gone with the wind. So, my friends, those are the opening thoughts today on the Savage Nation. The Jewish New Year of 5777. Oh, 777, 777, 777, 777 Eastern Parkway. 5777, it's a big day. And do you know what happens this Christmas Eve? Do you know what falls on the exact same night as Christmas Eve? You're not going to believe what Jewish holiday falls on the same night as Christmas. It's a real cyclical thing. So I want to talk about calendars. I want to talk about what I've talked about that I'm going to talk about. I want to talk about what I'm going to talk about. And when I come back, because I'm already coming up to the most important point of the show, which is the commercial break, which makes the show possible, I'm going to talk about those topics, which are Snowden is a hero or traitor. Can God and religion survive in this electronic age? What do you envision will happen over the next 8 years? Trump's taxes, which I haven't told you what I think about them yet. I know you've already got your talking points because you've listened to Rudy Giuliani. And will you stop it already with the Giuliani talking points? Will you stop telling me it's okay, he's a brilliant businessman for evading taxes for 20 years? That's a little hint of where I'm coming from, okay? I hope you'll be with me because I'll be here for the next couple of hours. And believe me, you could either be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. It is the Savage Nation. Again, welcome back to the program on this very powerful day. Very, very powerful day. And I'm going to give you a few words on why I say it's a powerful day, but it leads to all the topics of the day, which is truth, honesty. Can God and religion survive in this electronic age? The Snowden story, is he an honest hero or a traitor? It all relates really to the same story. And if you hear me bubbling up with joy, I am. Joy, 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 joy to the world. Because each day that you're alive is pretty miraculous. Not that I've been on the other side, but I'm just saying to you, you know, just, you know, you get it. You get the picture. And it's not just words. I mean, what choice do you have? If you're alive, be alive. Someone said to me that the definition of being alive is moving, moving, moving. Whether it be, you could be in bed and be moving. I don't mean sexually. I mean, you could be in bed and you could be moving into dreams. You could be moving into thought. Well, you could do the other thing too, but that's not what I meant by that. I mean, life is about movement. Movement. You could be sitting still and moving, right? Your mind is moving. So everything is about moving, moving. So I'm moving. I'm like I'm like water rolling over rocks right now. That's how I feel, moving, moving, see? So here we are, October 3rd, 2016. And last night, my Jewish friends asked me to give a little talk. So I went and I gave a talk. I don't know if I should do it. It's short. It's a minute long. Raise your hand if you want to hear what I read. I actually typed it out. This is for all the people out there. It doesn't matter what your religion is because it's not about specifically about Jewish people. Do you want to hear it or not? Because I don't know. I mean, it's not a live audience. If it was a live audience, I'd see the audience reaction. My gut feeling tells me don't get too religious. But I will read it anyway because it's short. And it's entitled The Good Jew. It could be the good Christian. It could be the good Muslim. It could be the good Hindu, the good Buddhist, the good atheist. It could even be the good witch. It doesn't matter. And so I got up in front of this strange crowd, and in the crystal chandeliered room in the Fairmont Hotel. And I said, tonight's talk, I'm calling the good Jew. Where is the good Jew? I pointed at everybody. Are you the good Jew? Am I the good Jew? I don't think they got it. I think most people sitting there, like, their jaws fell open. They didn't know who this guy was. Here I was with Teddy. Teddy was wearing a dog skull cap and a little ritual thing on his chest. The children loved him. The bartender was there. He was an Arab speaking. He was a Muslim speaking Arabic, which was hilarious because I know a little bit Arabic. Every time a Jewish guy ordered a drink and didn't leave him a tip, believe me, I heard what he said. He didn't know I heard what he said, but he saw with my eyes and knew what he said, which is beautiful. So I'm sitting in that room and I looked around. It was a short speech. I said, we all look around. We all know people who make us uncomfortable with their behavior wherever we turn. Friends, relatives, spouses, children, maybe ourselves. I said, we see it in the presidential campaign on both sides of the aisle, campaign managers. We all know of the corrupt doctor who will misdiagnose a case to increase the cost of treatment. We all know of the extra billings in hospitals. We know of the corrupt lawyers, the corrupt accountants. We all know of these people. We look in the Bible and we see Jeremiah screaming about the same thing. We see Isaiah screaming about the same thing. We see the same thing in the Bible. We see the same thing over and over again. Isaiah wrote, the child shall behave insolently against the aged and the base against the honorable, for a man shall take hold of his brother of the house of his father. And then we see Isaiah in 9, and he wrote, as for my people, a babe is their master and women rule over them. Whoa, is that about Obama or what? The Lord standeth up to plead and standeth to judge the peoples. And then he warns of us what will happen, and he tells us what will happen to our people and what has happened to our people because of the very corruption and evil that we see today. And then I went back to the audience and I looked at them as I learned to speak in the first grade. Left and right I looked. I looked in the eyes of some of the people sitting there as I did in the very first grade in PS 48 in the Bronx, right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
So maybe I'll finish my sermon later, but I want to get back to the issue of the Trump taxation thing. Now, for years, I've been on the air screaming that Obama does not force Microsoft and Google to pay their fair share of taxes. They use every tax scheme that is legal. They use the issue of, let's say, setting up a company in Ireland. Then they use the triple Irish, triple Dutch method. Does Google pay their fair share of taxes? No. Does Microsoft pay their fair share of taxes? Not in my opinion. It's legal, but it bothers me. So then we wake up, and instead of covering the fact that these huge supporters of Barack Obama and the entire Democrat machine, Google, Facebook, Microsoft, don't pay their fair share of taxes because of tax laws that they follow to the letter of the law, they attack Trump on that issue, which of course is stupid. How about the erased 32,000 emails that the New York Times wouldn't cover? What do you think they're about? What is this cover-up about to fool you and to distract you? Donald Trump's taxes, to drown out Hillary Clinton's crimes. What Trump did doesn't look good, but it's exactly the same as Microsoft and Google, which is reducing his taxes according to the letter of the law. But the evil ones at the New York crimes wants you to believe all of a sudden that using tax law legally is illegal now. But that what Hillary did, using her office as Secretary of State for bribes into the Clinton Foundation, is perfectly fine. Running a charity scam, perfectly fine. And so, my friends, this is what it's all about. No one's ever accused them of cheating on taxes. The very same Stasi inside the IRS who tried to destroy the conservative movement, first members of the Tea Party, and then conservative critics of Obama, the Stasi agents inside the IRS, okay, never went after the New York Times itself for their tax evasion. Perfectly legal, but tax evasion, if you're going to, you know, tar brush Trump with this thing, then tar brush the source of the information. Now, every American, Republican, Democrat, atheist, has a right to take legal deductions. Everyone has the right to carry forward tax losses. It's that simple. So what's the crime? I don't see one. But what about extorting $2 billion from foreign countries and foreign companies through so-called donations? What about $250,000 speaker fees? What about putting the State Department up for sale? What about giving out billions in contracts and grants to people who donate to you? That's not a crime. See? But you're not looking at the crime. We don't know what's coming next. But that's the story. That's the whole story in a nutshell. Nutshed? Nutshell. Nutshed. That's a story in a nutshed. And so, my friends, what's there to talk about? Let's move on already. We know it's propaganda and nothing more than propaganda. So we can talk about the other topics. 8 years ago, you've got mail on a clunky computer. Now we're up to the year 2016. I began a radio in 94. There was no email. Not really. It was no computers. All of our stories we had to gather by going to the bookstore, by newspapers and magazines, or we had what we call wires. AP and UPI wires. It was like hot stuff. There was no news on the internet in 94 that I saw. Now everyone's a genius. Everyone has show prep done for them. They wake up, they go from their pajamas to the radio, to the microphone, and they read headlines. And then that's radio today. So if I do that, I get bored. I wouldn't even be in radio. I quit and just save bears and dogs. But I'm in radio because I like exercising my mind. I like moving forward. I like trying to make a difference. It's why I wrote, yes, I'm not ashamed to admit, the bestseller, Scorched Earth. Why are you people offended when I mention my book? What is there to be offended about? What, you wrote the book? You're offended that I have another bestseller 2 weeks in a row without the help of Fox News or anyone else. That's what you're offended by. Don't be so offended by the fact that you can still make it in America if you're dedicated to what you're doing. You can still break through to the other side. Just listen to The Doors and you'll find out what the other side is. Yeah, I don't start talking about that other side. Talking about this side. You can break through on this side. 855-407. What is it? What are we talking about there? WikiLeaks Tuesday announcement canceled for security concern. That was a huge story. Julian Assange was going to make an announcement from the balcony of the Ecuadorian embassy in London tomorrow. And it was supposed to destroy Hillary's campaign. But he just announced he can't do it out of security concerns. WikiLeaks has canceled an announcement its founder Julian Assange was to make from the balcony of London's Ecuadorian embassy tomorrow, but not before Donald Trump supporter Roger Stone tweeted Hillary Clinton would be done by the next day because of the planned announcement. So someone threatened them. They threatened him with a Vince Foster. I don't know if there's polonium sushi over there in the Ecuadorian embassy, but he didn't want to go out on the balcony and take a bullet. Oh, yeah, we're living in great times. How we become a banana republic so quickly. So we've all known, I mean, that we're being surveilled. I mean, if you didn't know that, what did you know? I tend to forget it, like, I don't care what the perverts at the NSA are listening to. You know, if they see me walking around in my underwear, let them drop dead. If that's all they got to do is look at me on some hidden thing through my Skype or thing, and does that got nothing better to do? Hey, here's the question. Hey, hold it a minute. You, Schmendrick, who supports Obama and thinks the surveillance state is so great, even though he's the devil. Even though he's absolutely the devil. He's so silk smooth and so good at what he does. He is the devil incarnate, in my opinion. Well, if not the devil, let's say the devil's apprentice. Okay, I'll lighten it a bit. So he's created the greatest spy agency, and instead of turning on people who threaten our survival, they turn it on those people who threaten the government establishment. You like that? That's what was done in East Germany under the Stasi before the wall came down. Okay? So now what? Who's going to take down this electronic wall and save us? Mark Zuckerberg? Bill Gates? No, I don't think so. We have to tear the wall down. We don't have to say, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. It's we have to tear down that wall. Maybe throw our computers in the garbage. Maybe throw our iPhones in the toilet. Maybe that'll tear down the wall. But here's the real question, because none of us are going to do that. We're all addicted. We're all like showing ourselves on vacations or drinking a Mai Tai. We think that's so interesting. Oh, yeah, here I am driving. Here's my hand on a steering wheel. Wow, you got beautiful nails, honey. Who does your nails? That's great. Or here's my butt. Great, no one else has one. Oh, great, here's my behind. Great, nobody else has one. That's the world we're living in. Who's going to throw away their iPhone when you got a world of idiots who look at those things? If they have 100% surveillance going on, how come, therefore, use logic, gone in the world, dead in the world, there is no logic. I'm lucky I still have a logical faculty left in my brain. I was raised in the age of Aristotelian logic. I studied mathematics. I studied Aristotelian logic. I can think mathematically. I can think logically. And the fact of the matter is, if they have 100% surveillance and we're still being attacked by radical Muslims right here in America, as we were 2 weeks ago from the attack, so who are they looking at? Then they tell you that they had them under surveillance. I love that one, like the one in San Bernardino from the two dolls, the Muslim dolls, who machine gun people. Then they come out and they say, well, we had them under surveillance. Did you? So why did you stop them? So who are they looking at? Who's watching the watcher? Shall I quote that again? Do I have to go back to the Latin that I did on Friday and you missed it? You're going to get a D if you miss all the good stuff on your final exam. I don't know where you were Friday. Where did everyone go? There's no skiing yet. Quis custodit ipsos custodes, said Juvenal, the ancient Roman poet historian about Rome of his time. Who is watching the watchers? Quis custodiet ipsos custodes. See, my friends, the answer is no one's watching them. They have become the evil, the pure evil. We gave it over willingly under George Bush. George Bush sold us a bill of goods. The Patriot Act would save us. The Patriot Act would make us safer. And we all went along with it. Oh, yeah. I got nothing to hide. Many of you still believe that. Oh, I got nothing to hide. What do I care if they're watching me take a bath? What do I care if some devious pervert at the NSA is watching me on the toilet? What do I care if some devious low-life degenerate who belongs in a mental hospital spends 12 hours a day watching me walk around my house? What do I care? I got nothing to hide. You have a lot to hide, like your whole soul, for God's sakes. So here's the government now. 1984 was a primitive image, by the way. 1984, Big Brother is watching you. Remember that? Orwell, 1984, Big Brother had a listening device in everyone's house, and everyone went along with it saying they felt safer because Big Brother was watching you. It's like he was going to protect me. Big Brother was going to protect me. Some moron geek from NYU is going to protect you. He's going to protect you? They have no soul. They're soulless ghouls working inside those organizations. They have no soul, no spirit, no religion, no faith, no Americanism, zero. They are the enemy. So the fact of the matter is, how come they're not stopping the Muslims before they kill us? Yeah, they'll say Muslim. Every terror attack over the last year was a Muslim. Was I supposed to take Obama's lie, hook, line, and sinker? Yeah, every one of them. In fact, 2 weeks ago, remember the Muslim gentleman? The Muslim gentleman who ran amok in the mall of Minneapolis? Are you a Muslim? Hack. 8 people he hacked with a knife. Till an off-duty sheriff shot him dead like the animal he was. He had to shoot him 3 times until he stopped moving. Oh, he was a Somali Muslim, right? Another immigrant, another fabulous immigrant. We're supposed to roll over now to how great immigrants are. You idiots, you. You morons, they're not your grandfather. They're not like your great-grandfather coming here to become an American and contribute to society and build a family. Okay, but you don't want to believe me. The rhetoric is too harsh. I get it. It scares you. I'll say it quietly. I'll say it in a nice Obama-esque way. I'll just be humorous about it. Like, oh, no one will buy those crackpot ideas of Trump, you'll see. Yes, those crackpot American ideas of Trump, no one will buy that stuff. No, not after 8 years of steady propaganda, how wonderful Marxism light is. Oh, those crackpot ideas of his, like, preserving our borders. Why, that's antiquated stuff in the connected age. Oh, we're all one today. We're all one. Oh, Savage's idea of borders, language, and culture. How primitive that is. Ha, ha, ha. That's like a 58 Buick Riviera. Ha, ha, ha. No, come along with me, Obama, on the new Starship Obama. Where there are no borders, there is no language, and there is no culture. There's only me running the world. And I'm out to protect you. But some of us actually believe a nation is defined by its borders, language, and culture. Some of us actually believe that Obama is practicing a scorched earth policy before he leaves office of burning everything down. I don't mean literally. Are we one bad election from losing everything? Tell me, all you good progressives out there, is America not becoming a third world nation of terror? Check. Riots? Check. Mobs? Check. Chaos? Check. Has our Constitution been trampled by a divisive president? Check. Have progressive policies and open borders poisoned America? Check. Can the nation recover from Obama's scorched earth policies? Check. That's why the book is flying off the shelves. Even though I'm banned by Blondie and by the Leprechaun. Even though the Leprechaun and Blondie banned me on Fox News, like with an iron fist. They're like Eastern Europe, those two. Fox News has become the old Eastern Europe. They put up a wall. Anyone who tries to tell the truth is not allowed on the network. Okay, but I don't have any bitter grapes, nothing. I don't care. The book's doing well. It's not about that. It's about the fact that even Fox News is a closed shop. So who are you going to turn to? Who do you trust anymore? Why do I know? I'm going to tell you who to trust. See, that's why we have to transcend politics. Because whoever wins this election, it looks to me like she's going to win. After last week, after the debate debacle of him taking the bait over and over again, I told you he went for the key words. He went for father, fell right in the trap. Whatever she said, he took the bait, because I said to you after the debate, just to run the clock back, she was advised by some of the brightest counter-tell-pro people in the world, some of the most brilliant psychologists the CIA could ever find. And they knew what words to use to trick him, to trap him into the honey trap. And he went for the bait every time. He couldn't stop it. So now you got that. Then you got the midnight, the 3 a.m. tweets. Now you got the tax thing, even though it's not really a crime. They're smearing him. Now he's got debate number two coming up, like next Sunday night. That's it. It's all on that debate. Either he goes for the jugular vein, pulls out all stops, doesn't let the next slime ball get away with not mentioning the Clinton crime family, not get away with not mentioning that she caused the debacle in the Middle East and Syria, or he's finished. That's it. My opinion. Back in a minute.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. It is the Savage Nation. A new poll shows a majority of you don't know what you're talking about. And another poll, based upon that poll, proves definitively that no one knows anything about anything, but that they are convinced that the other side is 100% wrong. So that's why we have to transcend politics. Soon it's over. 50 days. How many days till this nightmare is over? And then what you're going to do when they come for you? What you're going to do when they come for you? Remember the Jimmy Cliff song? I love that one. What you're going to do when they come for you? That was the Jimmy Cliff song. You got that one? Let's play that one for fun. I mean, the hour's almost up. I can't believe it. Aren't you glad that I'm here today? Admit to yourself, even if you tune in to hate me. A lot of people tune in just to hate me every day. They don't know what to do. They can't sleep at night waiting for me to go on the air so they can hate me the whole day. So I'm glad I could be here for you. You know, you got to thank God that I'm here for you. Because if there's no opposition voice, then what are you going to do? You'll have to hate yourself anyway. Because you only reflect your own self onto people you hate. See, that's how it works. That's sort of a mystical Buddhistic thing. If you cast hate upon everybody, it means you're a sick person. And there's only one place for you, and that's to be an assistant to Sidney Blumenthal. Then you'll have a perfect position for yourself. Right? You get that? I'll be back. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Welcome to the show. Apparently, according to the NSA, CIA, FBI, LSMFT, the only people who are immune from prosecution and surveillance are those individuals who are planning to kill infidels, because it would be racist or considered ethnic profiling to pick them out. No, they should pick instead on a Jewish grandmother, 98, in a wheelchair and strip a bear at an airport, or an Irish nun strip a bear at an airport, break her into tears, because they're not racist if they do that. What do you want to do about now? What do you want to do now? What do you want to do now? The world is melting down. Mobs, riots, chaos, terror, and nothing. And we're talking about Trump's taxes. Like, that's the biggest issue. She's destroyed laptops. Target everybody who's our enemy. You know, I was watching a lot of television over the weekend, the news shows. I was watching, like, RT. Oh, Russian propaganda. It can be, yeah. Well, I counter it because I watch American propaganda. CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, American propaganda channels, part of the government media complex, as I described so aptly in my speech in 1999 before the Commonwealth Club. Very important speech, will be in my archives. Beware the government media complex. So I tune into the other side, so to speak, and I like to watch Japanese news television in English. And I find that the Russian channel, RT, is pretty bad. The paid-for shows are disgusting, horrible. Just garbage, really. They couldn't get on radio. They can't get a TV show. It's just garbage. But the news shows where there's panel discussion, some of these people are so analytically brilliant. You know, they speak like six languages. They actually think. They analyze. And the things they say are unique. And I was watching an entire show about the Syrian war and how the war drums are being beaten here by the neocons who want a war, and how John Kerry was caught off mic saying he'd love to go to war and bring a war against Russia, but even Obama doesn't want that. I couldn't believe what I was listening to. John Kerry's always been a complete suspicious character, one of the most evil, dangerous men in the history of American politics. Remember, he ran for the presidency once. And remember who he is. He's the one who threw his fake Purple Heart over the wall to show he was really anti-war. He knew that would be his road to the White House. A total snake. But even Obama knows war would be a catastrophe. It could lead to World War III. So Russia's sending more fighter jets there. Russia's sending up to 250,000 men there. And what are we going to do about this? Why is it our business? Tell me what our interests are in Syria. Tell me what our interests are in Syria. I cannot believe that all of the people who were pacifists and doves about Iraq and attack Bush about Iraq, attack Bush about Iraq, attack Bush about Iraq, attack Bush about Iraq, all of a sudden, these chicken hawks are screaming for war with Russia. It's astounding. All those people who ripped Bush apart for war in Iraq are suddenly screaming, bomb Russia! 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 All of a sudden, they want war with Russia. Not a good thing. Russia is our natural ally in the war against radical Islam. Now that, my friends, begins the crux of the whole problem. Because I'm sorry to tell you that watching that show, they interviewed a man, a combat guy from al-Nusra, one of the terrorist groups, who said that we have been trained and are getting weapons from the United States government. We need more of them. I said, oh, God, it's everything we ever feared. Everything we ever feared. We're actually funding the terrorists in Syria under the guise of being the good Syrians. Where are the good Syrians in the dungarees that Anderson Cooper was in love with the iPhone in the back pocket like in Egypt? He ran over there as fast as he can get there. The minute he saw the young Egyptians with the iPhones in the back pocket, Anderson Cooper was on the case, ran over there, screaming like the idiot he is. Oh, yeah, the young Egyptians won a revolution. Yeah, the Arab Spring. Moron. But there's no analysis. They have no logical faculties. The Andersons, less the dolt. They give him eyeglasses to make him look smarter. Remember Anderson had to get a pair of glasses to look smarter so he looked like Wolf Blitzer? They got him a pair of clear eyeglasses to make him look more intelligent. I don't care what you wear. If you can't think and you have no logic, what's the point of being on the radio or television? Well, what's the point? Excuse me, it's America. Pardon me. As W.C. Fields didn't say, no one ever went broke underestimating the intelligence of the American people. I know it wasn't W.C. Fields. I know who it was. And I know it was not A.E. Hausman either. I know exactly who said it, but I don't care to give his name out because I don't want to see his old records sell. He had no records. I'm in a myth, you know, like a fun mood. I see the Drudge Report has this picture of Bill Clinton and a black kid on all day long. That's the whole thing today, is this kid says he's Bill Clinton's son? I am Bill Clinton's son, I am real. I want to meet my dad. Set for first TV interview, there was no DNA test. Oh, God. Why would that be a big deal if he was Bill Clinton's son? Can anyone explain to me why that is a story? No, don't call me. I'm not interested. So Bill Clinton went to a hooker. So Bill Clinton had an illegitimate child, and what? How does that at all interest me? Why is that an issue? It just shows you how dumb the American people are, because you'll make that into a big issue. Oh, it proves that Hillary's unqualified for office because he went to a prostitute before he was married. Are you people that nuts and that desperate? You can just hang her based upon what she's actually done, instead of the chicks and the this and the that and the this and the DNA. Just say Arab Spring, she owns it, destroyed the Middle East. Just say $1 billion slush fund, she owns it. Why do you have to drag this stuff up? Answer, there is no answer, because we're living in a salacious time where there's no logic whatsoever. It's all emotion. That's all. So I have the other questions. I try to go high today, but I can see I'm only going to go low. And no matter what I try to go up, and the audience wants to go to the basic stuff. I try the spiritual, I try the religion, I try the New Year stuff. Nothing, no one heard it. Not a single person in the audience. Everyone else turned their back and said, what's he talking about? What does he mean, the God? What God? There is no God. God is dead. Is God dead? Is that what's going on in this world? I don't think so. Then I have another person who emailed me about the future that's frightening. About the Mayan calendar and the this and the that and the overlaps. I could read you that. Maybe I'll save it for another day. Again, it's too much for you. I could feel I got a migraine from it, so imagine what it's doing to you. I've had a migraine now for 2 weeks. Since the book came out, I've had a right side migraine from the pressure in my head. The next 10 years, what do you envision? Remember I started to tell you about that? Government surveillance? I touched on it. No one responded to this. It's a huge story. You got perverts and deviants in the NSA, CIA, sitting and watching you go to the toilet. Because you gave it to them. You gave up your independence. George Bush sold you a bill of goods in the name of... we're going to give you surveillance now around the clock. So how come the Muslims are still able to attack us here? If they're watching all of us around the clock, how do they get away with it? Yeah, could anyone explain it to me? Then they come out from these agencies, say, we had them under surveillance. Don't worry about it. Why didn't you arrest them? I don't understand that part. I don't know the answer to. It's terrible to say. It makes me sick. There's only so far I can go. You know what I'm saying? I'm only at talk shows. I have no influence. I'm not running for office. I mean, the fact is I have no influence whatsoever. You know, what's a best-selling book and a few million listeners? Nothing. A spit in the bucket, especially when you compare it to the tens of millions of dolts and idiots who are bought and paid for with freebies from the government. What is the difference of you, the taxpayer, what you think? What does it matter what you think? You pay for the bums to collect welfare. You pay for the bums to get free things. So who do you think they're going to vote for? The truth, they're going to vote for the guy who gives them the free things. That's all. End of story. It's the end of democracy. It's over. The Republic was tried. And now it's time to go home. The amusement park's closed. The amusement park called the Republic is closed. It's like Coney Island. There was a thing called the Republic, but they closed it down owing to a lack of attendance. These are funny lines. All right, no, I could see nothing. Maybe my mood changed from eating the imitation crab during the break. I'm trying to shift my diet, so I had a salad with imitation crab in it. Because I don't like real crab. It tastes like metal. It's all toxic from the bottom of the bay. What do you expect from a crab? What does a crab do? It lays in garbage at the bottom of the bay. It eats doo-doo and mud. Anything that falls down, it eats. I hate crab. It tastes like metal because there's heavy metal in the bays. I know. I'm going to make a new enemy. The fishermen in San Francisco will love me, now hate me. Every time I say anything that's real, I make enemies. It's terrible. You can't make friends in this business. So I ate the imitation crab. I liked it. I found that it's high in phosphorus. Maybe I'm craving phosphorus like pregnant women need, you know, have pica. They start to eat dirt. Probably eating imitation crab is like pica because I need the phosphorus. It's actually quite funny. I guess my bones are craving phosphorus. You know about the pregnant women who eat pica because they need like certain nutrients that they're not getting? It's from my book years ago about that. No one cares about any truth anymore. That's all. What a world we're living in. You try the high, they put you to the low. You go low, they accuse you of being a lowbrow. Snowden's story is a hero traitor. Yes, that's good. Quis custodes ipsos custodes. Don't know what I'm talking about. They think it's like 20 questions for Latinos. It's not. It's a Latin phrase. Who will watch the watchers? Can God and religion survive in the electronic age? Are you joking? Someone I know wrote like a futuristic thing about what's coming. One has a really bad view of the future. The other one, oh, forget about it. One said that in the future, half the world will either be gay or atheistic or both, and the other half will be fanatically Muslim, fundamentalist, and there'll be an absolute war of worlds between the fundamentalist Muslims versus the fundamentalist atheists. That's the war that's coming. And Obama, of course, represents the fundamentalist atheists with a little hint, actually more than a little hint, of Sunni Muslim philosophy. Oh, yeah. Can't look too closely. Don't see too much. It will burn thee like a magnifying glass turned on you. That's what I was singing to myself. So 10 years from now, what's going to be in 10 years? Going to be still talking about sexuality? Like, who does what? Does that matter to you? How does that matter anymore? Who cares about a person's sexuality? Do you? I've been a sexual libertarian for at least 10 years. I invented the term. So someone wrote this, the next 10 years, what do you envision? It was sent to me by Abra Jane, an artist and loyal Savage Nation listener, who said, have you ever thought about how the new surveillance state achieves a quasi-omniscience and quasi-omnipotence? Governments can use that to control their countries, but combined with globalization, the destruction of morals, the vilification of Judeo-Christian values, and crumbling respect for anything and everything that even alludes to God's love for man, could this just be the work of someone with a bigger mission than just to control humanity? Scripture says Satan, and it goes into Satan. Maybe I'll read that. Scripture says Satan wants to be God, but he is obviously limited in his abilities compared to God, since he can never actually be all-knowing and ever-present as God is. Wouldn't the next best thing be a surveillance system like this one? Even many of our private thoughts and feelings are transmitted through the Internet in one way or another to a digital memory bank of enormous capacity where the data is stored. Savage, she says, I think you're exaggerating when you say Obama is the devil incarnate. But because of all these things are happening at once, and the human race is very clearly running away from God and growing in anger toward anyone who's not, and we can see the stage being set for escalation, the current crises, maybe this is the preparation period, and he's not far off. Interesting things. But my answer to it was a little mystical. You want to hear my answer? I got a minute before a break again. Good. I love the breaks. The more breaks, the better. It means the show is healthy because a lot of people want to advertise on the show. My answer is different. Religious people have had a surveillance system from the day they were religious because they always believe God is listening to every word and everything they do. So ultimately, the religious people are not affected or intimidated by a surveillance state, because they feel God is the ultimate surveyor. He's watching everything you do. Think about what I just said to you. He's watching them. So they say, God, everything they do, God's watching them. So what's the difference if some deviant, pimple-faced idiot at the NSA is now watching them? What do they care? They're nothing compared to God. You see what I'm saying? So the only way out of this is to go back to God. Then they'll go back to where they belong, which is a toilet bowl. You understand this? I hope so, because I'll be back to explain more about this and the other topics, such as Snowden, the movie. Is he a traitor, or is he a hero?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Is Lead Belly on the Savage Nation. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. Terror, riots, mobs, chaos. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on. Ooh, terror riots, mobs, chaos. Turn your radio on. Ooh. Oh, yeah. And he flew home from Jerusalem. This I love the best. Your hero, Barack Obama, the peacemaker. So he goes to Shimon Peres' funeral. He's seen on the tarmac at the top of Air Force One shouting for Bill Clinton to get on the plane because he had an important date to make back in Washington. That's after the eulogy at the Shimon Peres funeral where he stabbed both America and Israel in the back again. That's what he does. He swipes everyone with the knife. Stabs Israel and America in the back, and he's screaming on the tarmac, Bill, get your butt on the plane. And Bill, of course, is being a garrulous guy, is schmoozing, shaking hands, looking at the broads, seeing if he can line someone up in the Tel Aviv Hilton for the next trip. And Barack's screaming, get on the plane, get on the plane. And then we found out why he flew home, why he had to get home by 7 o'clock that night. A party in the White House again. That's all. A fumigation job when he leaves. Can't we give him an early buyout? What's left is so many months for him to damage more. Can I raise the money to give Obama an early buyout? We can raise we could raise hundreds of millions of dollars to get him out of there early. Who would be the vice? Biden would take over. No, that's no good. Biden is basically clueless, another stooge. It's about the same thing is going to happen one way or the other. And I'm not saying I read the Mayan calendar to predict what's coming. I just read the news to predict what's coming. And as I say, it's a scorched earth policy. And if you think what he's done is bad, you're right. But wait till you see what he does between now and the time they finally throw him out of the White House. That's if. If.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
I'm a grandmother, and like every grandmother, I worry about the safety and security of my grandchildren. But my worries are not the same as black grandmothers. Oh, who have different and deeper fears.
Oh, God.
About the world that their grandchildren face.
See, she's a horrible harpy, an evil demagogue of the worst order. She goes to a black church, AMC church, and already she's already talking again, race, as you know, race war, it's good for her. Then she attacks the police. How can anyone in police work, any family of a policeman or a policewoman, ever vote for this woman is beyond me. You think she's going to save your pension? She'll throw you overboard faster than I can say Donald Trump. Clip 9.
Being stronger together with this common vision means rejecting those forces that try to pit us against each other.
What?
We can acknowledge that implicit bias still exists. Not just in police departments, but throughout our country, without vilifying police officers.
Oh, bull crap. You just vilified police officers. You liar, you. You're an evil demagogue. You're the worst thing that could ever happen to this country. A nightmare in a skirt. A nightmare in a pantsuit. Yes, I'll even take the floor, Donald Trump. I don't care what he did. Anything but her. I just got a review of Scorched Earth, and I'm going to read you a paragraph from a group called PatriotCall.com. Two paragraphs. Pardon me. Reading the book will send chills down your spine, which will awaken you to the reality of America after just 8 short years of fundamental change by Obama. He powerfully articulates the reality that we are living in today. On page 72, when Savage writes, quote, while our indoctrinated young leftist radicals are tearing America down, our Islamist enemies are building their armies up. Every American, even if fully committed to voting for Donald Trump, still needs to read Scorched Earth. Even if Donald Trump wins the presidency, the real work begins for Americans to restore America after the damage that has been done by Obama and company. In this, Dr. Savage states on page 90, when Trump wins in a landslide and the new government takes power in 2017, we're going to be faced with a huge problem, which is all of the boll weevils that Obama has planted like poison pills throughout the federal government. And then they editorialize. If you read this book and you think that Savage wrote it to promote himself or to prop up Donald Trump in order to ride his coattails into the White House, you are dead wrong. Dr. Savage didn't write this book for himself or Donald Trump, per se. He selflessly wrote this book as a warning for America if we do not elect Donald Trump as president. He wrote it to fight for a better America for us and our future generations, they write. I have every reason to tell you again that we're fighting for survival. Personal survival, national survival, we're fighting for it. I want my granddaughter to grow up in a free America. I don't want her bowing down to Mecca. I don't want her bowing down to some cretin in the White House, some snake, some serpent. I don't want her to be afraid to be a free thinker like a grandfather. That's what I'm fighting for. And then they say, if there's one book you read prior to November's election, it is Scorched Earth by Dr. Michael Savage. Don't just buy one for yourself. Buy one for your liberal friend, relative, and neighbor. That's it. That's the show. That's what I've been saying for years. And in a few weeks, we'll know what's going to happen. Whether we're going to get this nightmare, or we're going to get some chance, and I say some chance, to save this country. So I wake up this morning, and I read Michael Reagan says Nancy would have voted for Hillary Clinton. Now, I was never a fan of Reagan. He always looked like a weak, soft-headed guy without much between the ears. And he ran, you know, on the Reagan name, but he was never anything. He looked like a nice guy. He was a schmendrick. The kind of guy like an uncle that you had in the family generations ago that would have run a car. They would have bought him a Carvel stand or a liquor store many years ago. He could never qualify for anything. He couldn't go to school and be anything. So the family would have gotten some money together and bought him a little liquor store somewhere in a borough of Queens. And he would have schlepped out of life somewhere with that night. He'd pull the cage closed and he'd sell a bottle of vodka and this. And around Christmas, he'd make a few bucks. And you go to Miami. That's Michael Reagan. And a schmuck Reagan. Nancy would have voted for Hillary Clinton. You hear this? This is unbelievable to me, to come out with a thing like that. What does he think he's going to get for it? This guy was a nothing when he thought he was something. He was already nothing. What a stupid thing to say. What a dumb thing to say. How does that help anything? Today I wake up. U.S. suspends contacts with Russia on Syria because they're beating the war drums because they want a war. Listen, who do you think would benefit from an actual shooting war between Russia and the U.S.? I don't mean nukes. I don't mean ballistic missiles flying. Oh, no, no, no. Kerry only wants a lukewarm hot war, not a hot, hot war. He only wants a few dogfights between the Russians and the U.S. I guarantee you they're training for it right now and have been for a long time. And then he would hope that we'd shoot down enough Russian planes that it would look good for Hillary. But either way, he figures it's good for Hillary. Because they've been vilifying Putin now for over 2 years. Remember, she called him Hitler. A year and a half ago, Hillary called him Hitler. They were lining Putin up to be the enemy that they needed to get into the White House. They needed an external enemy. They need a war. The neocons are salivating. All the chicken hawks are against the war in Iraq, against the war in Afghanistan. All the communist leftist scum in America who hate war, all of a sudden are in favor of war with Russia. Think about that one. Just think about the hypocrisy and stupidity of it, the illogic of it, and the insanity of war with Russia at a time like this, when they're our natural ally in the war against radical Islam. So why is it that Kerry wants a hot war with Russia? Who would benefit from it? Hillary would benefit from it. Because in a time of uncertainty, people tend to vote for the party in power. Did you know that? That's all you got to know. Even though she caused this through her Arab Spring insanity, she would not get the blame. She would say, as former Secretary of State, I am certainly more qualified to deal with this new development in the Middle East because I know I have my counterparts, and they always use the word counterparts, I have my counterparts on the other side of the aisle with Russia, and if I am elected, I'll put an end to this right away. Donald Trump, as you well know, is only a real estate developer. He has no contacts on the other side other than an attempted casino in Moscow. That's the end of it. Don't you understand what they're doing here? You think they're not doing it? You think they don't do it? You think they wouldn't burn a nation to the ground for power? Then you don't know anything about reality. And I'll tell you what I also see here. I carefully read many years ago The Guns of August. I think Barbara Tuchman wrote it. I'm not sure her name. And it was a brilliant book about what was going on before World War I actually started. It was very similar to what's going on right now. The great powers of that time were vying for control of Europe, just as the great powers right now are vying for control of the Middle East. And they started basically provoking each other in proxy wars. And then they used a flashpoint, which was the assassination of the Archduke Ferdinand, to justify war. And that's exactly what this government of ours is doing. They want war with Russia. That's all I see. It's a terrible thing to see. Maybe that's why I've had a migraine for 3 weeks. You know, you can only stare at cancer for so long. You know, oncologists probably get sick from staring at x-rays and looking at blood work. How many times can you wake up every day and get up and brush your teeth and comb your hair and put on a clean shirt and go into the hospital and tell eight people that day that they have cancer? I mean, I have a migraine from it. I'm telling you that this cancerous administration is destroying the whole world to hold on to power. I'm telling it to you right up front. That's what I see. I don't want to see. I started out joyful already, an hour and a half into it, and the imitation crab, maybe that's what did it. I could feel my mood change already. I went into like a darker. I could feel the darkness coming over my being now. I wanted to be mirthful and joyful and informative and entertaining. I can't stay there, though. It's impossible. It's the format. No one could do this for 3 hours a day in one mood unless they're insane or on drugs. The mark of someone who's crazy or on medication is they can do the same exact mood for 3 hours in radio. This whole format is crazy of talk radio. I got to tell you, where does it come up, 3 hours of talk radio? Why 3 hours? Why not 30 hours? Why not 20 hours? Why 3 hours? What human being can sustain the same mental energy for 3 hours? This is a derivation of the age when disc jockeys basically were talk show hosts. So they do 5-6 hour stints. And they play a record, they make stupid jokes, they have a girl next to him laughing, and made it sound like he was smart. The next thing, he made $100 million a year. That's where it derives from. But talk radio is not made for 3 hours. So, I mean, I'm just saying, that's how it is. 3 hours on the same thing. 3 hours, the same exact theme? How can you do that? I've already given you 48 different topics, and 3 different moods, and 12 recipes. So now let's go to the callers. It's your turn. No, I don't want to go yet. So let's see, Hillary the demagogue, we did. Hillary attacking police, we did. They'll still vote for her. They can't help it. Most cops are Democrats. You think, oh, you see the American flag there. They're not. They're all Democrats. How about in California? A video showing angry mob attacking CHP patrol car with officers still inside. Oh, angry mob of no definition? It was Black Lives Matter. The thugs supported by the President of the United States and George Soros. Do we have clip 7? Do you actually hear the maniacs screaming, "We own the streets"? Let's hear 07. That's all. Well, that's just Obama's army. All he needs to do is deputize them and give them a weapon. Well, they have the weapons already. The guns they have. So all he needs is a deputization. And there's the Obama private security force we've all feared. So he's allowed the mobs to take over the streets and drive the cops into hiding. That's what's going on in your country under this nice guy from wherever he was born. And she'll be worse. What do you want to talk about? I don't want to do the taxes thing. Drop the taxes. We covered it already. I gave you my position. That's all. We already got the talking points, and I already told you what I think about it. Let's go to the Snowden movie. I think we'll go to that. And surveillance in the future, and Maya, the Mayan calendar, and Rosh Hashanah sermon. I didn't finish that. Oh, the show's almost over in New York. It's only a two-hour thing there. So I gave a little speech last night. It was entitled The Good Jew, but I'm going to change it now to The Good Person, because then I'll get a bigger group of people listening. So I said to the audience, I gave this little talk last night, I said, look around yourself, look within yourself. We're all strangers here, by and large. Who is the good person? Is there such a thing as a good person? I'm not implying that we're all evil people. That's not the point, I said. My point is we should all seek to be the good person, not the perfect person. The whole point of the Bible, the whole point of the prophets, the whole point of the teachings, as far as I can tell, is to help us to be better people, to be less corrupt, less wanton. Because man is a wild animal. Man has always been a wild creature. None of us are saintly, I said. And I said this, and this was in a group of Jewish people, I said, as Jesus of Nazareth said, and let's not forget he was a Jewish rabbi, Jesus said, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. And I concluded my little speech by saying, well, I am not without sin. And I'm not going to cast a stone upon others. I'm just here to ask some questions and maybe give us some comfort in this time of total and absolute baseness and corruption. Who is the good person? Where is the good person? Are you the good person? Am I the good person? The point is not to seek to be the perfect person, only to be a better person. Now let us pray. And it was like Citizen Kane. One person clapped. It was too intellectual. It wasn't what they wanted. I felt the audience. It didn't grip them. This is the problem. It's like you can do certain things and you know it's the right thing to do. But it'll go in my God book. I think God wanted me to write it for the God book I'm going to do next year. God willing, the God book comes out. That's all I want to do. I don't want to do more politics. Whoever wins, you think I'm going to write a book about Trump or Hillary next year? Why would I want to do that? Do you think I want to spend the whole year now, from now until next whatever, and then publish the book and promote it? I'm not going to do it. But, on the other hand, the God book I'm going to do, you know why? After Scorched Earth, I told you I've gone from Scorched, from Earth to Earth, from Earth Medicine, 1972, to Scorched Earth, I don't even know the year anymore, I swear I lost, 2016. That's a long time. So now I want to go and do something else. So my next year, God willing, I will do, after Hillary passes the Non-Freedom of Speech Foundation Award, once she passes the Anti-First Amendment Act to make sure the First Amendment directly reflects the Clinton crime family's protocols of the First Amendment, and she'll call it the Free Speech Act, and it'll pass resoundingly because crooks on both sides of the aisle don't want free speech, I'll stay on the radio, and I'll do a nutrition show, I'll do a health show, I will do a God show. I'll be able to do it because I have a diverse background. The word is actually a versatile background, but everyone uses the word diverse now. Everyone, diverse, diverse, everything's diverse. Diverse. What are you having for dinner? I'm having a diverse dinner. What are you having for breakfast? I'm not going to eat a mono dinner. I'm going to have a diverse breakfast now. It's stupid. It's like the word gravitas came along. Remember it came along? Everyone said gravitas. He has gravitas. Then there's another word. Now, a new word that's going to be used is tectonic. Watch. Remember they said like they're going to start using it in politics now. It's going to make a tectonic shift. All the speechwriters, tectonic, 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 tectonic.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. I am Michael Savage, and this is the Savage Nation. And the show is dedicated to the memory of my parents and my brother. And I want to leave you with one thought, if you've just tuned in or just tuning out. Friday I tried to explain to you this nation is a Judeo-Christian nation in its origins. In other words, Christianity built upon the foundation stone of Judaism. And up until the Islamophile took over the country, you would repeatedly hear we're a Judeo-Christian nation. When have you last heard that? Nowhere. Everyone's afraid to say it because of the Islamophile running the government and the Islamophilic people in all the agencies. They're afraid to say Judeo-Christian, but I'm not. So the point is that we are a nation founded upon those things, and that, what does it mean to you? It means to you that the Jewish calendar, which began today, the new year, 5,777, three sevens is interesting, means that for almost 6,000 continuous years, this very small group of people have survive, sustain the religious traditions through everything imaginable. It should give you faith and the ability to carry on, even if the worst nightmare should occur, meaning Hillary Clinton should become dictator-in-chief. If this criminal system does not stop her, you'll still survive. Just think about what I said. 6,000 years they could survive, you could survive whatever it is that she does. Have faith.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, I'm a high blue Monday. Got to work, like a slave on me.
So I've given you all the topics for the first 2 hours. I'm not going to repeat them because it would be boring. But there's holders over in the call area who will help us catch up those who just joined the show. That's all. Many of you allow us for 2 o'clock. 5 o'clock on the East Coast. 6 after 2 on the West Coast. Topics are, of course, the same as usual. And then some. Mainly the election. What else do you want to talk about? So let me just do the taxes thing again. What they're accusing Trump of doing, of carrying forward losses for so many years and not paying taxes, is very interesting. But the same applies to Microsoft, Facebook, Google. And, of course, they even go steps further within the confines of protection of the tax laws. And they pay almost nothing by setting up foreign companies and then deferring any American taxes. So how come the New York Times didn't choose to talk about Google or Facebook? Because they support Obama and they support Hillary. So the whole thing's political, that's all. And that's the end of that story. There's nothing more to that. Nothing. Nothing whatsoever. There are much bigger stories out there. And I don't want to talk about that tax thing because I've already talked about it. I think it's a much more interesting radio show to talk about the movie Snowden and whether you think he's a traitor or a patriot. I think that's more interesting than this. And also, why is it that over the weekend I saw a leader of the terrorist group, the Nusra Front in Syria, saying that he's gotten his weapons from the United States and they need more weapons from the United States to keep fighting in Syria? I mean, that was a shocker. And today, you hear the war drums being beaten by this administration wanting war with Russia. And I cannot believe how transparent the neocons are. And the neolibs, incidentally, neocons and neolibs, who are against all wars except this one, which they love. They want a war with Russia. Ask yourself how a neolib, whoever they may be, all of a sudden they want war with Russia. I wouldn't be surprised if I woke up and I see that Code Stink suddenly wants war with Russia. And you'll know that they were never anti-war. They were just anti-Republican, anti-American, anti-family, anti-God, anti-church. That's all. Let's hear what you have to say about these topics. WMAL, Josh, you've been holding a long time. Line 9, Josh, what do you think about Snowden?
Hi, Dr. Savage. Snowden is certainly a hero and a patriot, but the employees of the CIA, the NSA, and the entire intelligence apparatus of this country, he's absolutely reviled. I know because I live in the belly of the beast. In fact, their working theory and what they believe is that he must be a Russian agent or a Chinese agent, because they can't fathom somebody risking his paycheck and his career for what's right.
I hear what you're saying. There's sort of a sarcastic element to what you're saying, correct?
Precisely, sir.
Well, he is in hiding in Russia. And the question is, how much longer can he be protected by Russia and hide in Russia? Do you actually think he was a Russian agent?
No, absolutely not. I think he was somebody like you or me who had a unique opportunity to do the right thing and make a difference. And at great cost to himself and his future, he exposed the most nefarious spy apparatus and the greatest threat to our freedom there is.
I agree with you. In other words, the way the movie is laid out, and what's interesting is it comes from the left wing, Oliver Stone, is that here he is, a CIA analyst, and they sent to Hawaii to some hidden location, an underground CIA facility that no one even knew was there in Honolulu, an old munitions depot underground in Honolulu. And there's this huge fortress of CIA intelligence operatives. And he's with all these young guys, and they're all very smart, and they're all working on, you know, protecting America, and he's given a certain duty. They're doing counter-espionage against China. Their job is to take down Chinese websites that are trying to hack America, right? More or less correct? So far, because this is not my field. Am I correct that that's what he was sent to do, to work in that unit to take down Chinese hackers?
Yes.
Okay. So in doing that, he finds out that the United States, NSA, CIA, whatever they are, DEA, I don't know whoever, DIA, is actually snooping on people all over the world, and then he shows them that a far higher number in America are being watched than those in China or Russia. And he was shocked by what he saw. that the very agency that was given to protect us turned on us. It's as though an autoimmune system has gone awry, and instead of protecting us from foreign threats, like a retrovirus, it turns on the host itself. Isn't that what you saw?
Well, that's exactly what happened, Dr. Savage, and I think one of the greatest threats to our freedom are from these government employees who don't ask questions, and they're just, they're on the moral level of the guards at Auschwitz. They're just trying to get by and pay their bills, and they don't care if the work that they're doing is actually harming their countrymen and putting all of our freedom at risk.
In other words, they're just following orders along the lines of the good Germans?
Precisely, but with no consideration to the moral validity of what they're doing.
But do they have any morals? Do these 20-somethings, 30-somethings, are they amoral? Weren't they raised in a vacuum of morality, where there is no morality? Aren't they technocrats like Obama, who has no morality himself? He only has an agenda. Isn't that what this is about? We're living in an amoral age. The technocrats are much like the president himself, an amoral individual who pretends to be this or that, and people sort of surmise he's neither. He's just a technocrat. Isn't that what you think?
Well, that's exactly right, Dr. Savage. This generation, they're sex obsessed. They have no interest. There are no intellectuals among them. Many of them are highly educated, but very few of them are intelligent at all. It's a perfect storm of the worst factors.
Yeah, they remind me of a Mark Zuckerberg type, but not quite as smart or as lucky or as ruthless, who thinks only about the bottom line without regards to anything else, right?
Oh, that's exactly right.
Why doesn't Mark Zuckerberg understand the danger he is putting us all in? Why doesn't Mark Zuckerberg use Facebook to block, for example, Islamists who are plotting to set off bombs? Why doesn't he put in blocks on that? Why? Remember during the debacle between Apple and the FBI? Remember that one when the two terrorists in San Bernardino, they finally found their iPhone and they couldn't break into the Apple iPhone? And Apple, especially that despicable man, Tim Cook, defied the FBI and said, "We will not help you unlock the terrorist iPhone." Do you remember that case?
Yes, that's right.
All right. Now, that's an interesting one. In retrospect, you could say that Tim Cook was doing us all a favor by protecting our encryption within our iPhones, because otherwise the government could get into any of ours. That was one argument, wasn't it? But, of course, there was a way to do it for that phone specifically without giving the FBI the key to everyone's phone. That was what was not understood very well.
Well, Dr. Savage, the government started blackmailing private technology firms. It goes back to the Bush administration with the former CEO of Qualcomm, who's actually still in jail.
Well, what did he do?
He refused to comply with one of these secret FBI warrants, one of these surveillance taps, that didn't even go through the FISA court that these FBI agents just wrote for themselves. And he was made an example of.
So he's still in prison?
Yes, he is. The former executive of Qualcomm, Qualcomm.
I take it that you're on the inside, deeply inside, correct?
It's obvious, yeah.
Okay. How many people are there like you in the bowels of the government?
Who
out of 100? What, one out of 1,000?
Maybe a dozen or so. We know who each other are.
You know, I asked the question, how can you stop ISIS unless you first stop its members from using Twitter and Facebook? How would you do that? And I answered it in Scorched Earth with a whole chapter where I call for the forced enlistment of tech workers from Facebook and Google into the government for cyber war. What do you think about that idea?
Well, they would certainly do it. These people will do whatever they're told, and they have the capability. It's just that, like...
Well, do you have enough good people working in cyber warfare right now, in your opinion?
Morally good or technically good?
No, not morally. Do you have enough technically able individuals working for this government to fight the enemy cyber warfare against us?
Oh, certainly.
You do? So what if there was a draft notice put out specifically for skill sets that the U.S. government needs for cyber warfare to augment who they already have, bringing in the top, let's say, spy programmers from Facebook and Google, would it help us in our war against the enemy or not?
Oh, absolutely, it would help. The challenge.
All right, so you force that lout called Zuckerberg to give up 100 of his best workers, make them enlist in the military, and you pay them. You make Zuckerberg pay them the salary they're making for him. That's number one. And then number two, you don't ask him. You tell him that he has to give up 100 of his best cyber warriors to the U.S. government in order for us to beat ISIS and the other terrorist groups that are trying to destroy us. I don't see anything wrong with that idea. I explained it all on Scorched Earth, and no one seems to have picked up on it. It's actually a brilliant idea. Well, look, I'm going to send you a copy of the book. Even if you have it, maybe you can give it to an individual in your family who is not knowledgeable about the danger that we face. I wonder how many others in the government listen to this show who understand the danger we are in. Maybe I'll do another show this week. I don't have the time today on the actual novel Brave New World and the actual novel 1984. I think that'd be fun for tomorrow, Robert. I don't want to give my hand away for tomorrow. I'm thinking about it. Because these books, being somewhat, you know, way ahead of their time, let's put it that way, saw the surveillance state, saw the all-powerful government, saw the lack of freedom, saw the end of liberty, saw the death of religion, and saw people driven into hiding. Which of the two books, by the way, had a character named Savage in it, Robert? Do you know which one? Was it 1984 or Brave New World? And then you'll find, when you find out who had the character named Savage and how he had to live in that world of surveillance, what it's all about on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. The great science fiction novel, Brave New World, written by my hero, Aldous Huxley, who I was obsessed with, by the way. I was so obsessed with Aldous Huxley's writings that I traveled to London to research his writings that were not available at the time here, and I found writings on things as obscure as furniture and architecture. But in Brave New World, he writes about a futuristic world where people are put onto a reservation who don't conform. And there's a resident world controller of Western Europe, only one of 10 world controllers. His name is Mustafa Mond. And he was once an ambitious young scientist performing illicit research. And when his work is discovered, he's given the choice of going into exile or training to become a world controller. So he chooses to give up science, and now he censors scientific discoveries and exiles people for unorthodox beliefs. And on the side, he keeps a collection of forbidden literature in his safe, including Shakespeare and religious writings. And the name Mond means world, and Mond is indeed the most powerful character in the world of his novel. What does it all have to do with you? If you can understand what I just said, it has a lot to do with you. If you can't follow what I just said, I can't explain it. It's that simple. As I wrote when I was 18, a little epigram, those who know will always know, and those who don't will never. What can I do? Okay, you want to see who don't? Go look at the mobs in the streets that Obama has unleashed on the police. And you'll understand how Obama is, in fact, the world controller who's trying to take over control of the world by deballing and debasing the military and by neutralizing the police. I woke up yesterday, I said, this Ashton Carter is clearly an enemy of our survival. The defense secretary now says sex change operations will be given to anyone in the military or the defense department who wants a sex change operation at government expense. And I say, in a time when the military is suffering from a lack of munitions and outdated equipment, he has now prioritized sex change operations. If ever there was insanity, you're looking at it. Put aside your feelings about transsexuality. That's irrelevant. What's relevant are the priorities of this disgusting, sick, demented, backwards, upside-down anti-American administration. And as I said to you before, a fish rots from the head down. Everything he has touched, he has rotted. So the Defense Department, which cannot find the money to treat our veterans in VA hospitals, rotting and dying on the floors of VA hospitals, says a priority is to spend the money on sex change operations for those in the military. Do you understand what I mean when I say to you what I've been saying to you for so long? I hope you understand the following statement from the great poet Blake. You know what it is? You know what Blake said? The eye that alters, alters all. The eye that alters, alters all. And that applies to Barack Obama. The eye that alters, alters all. Or shall we say the altered eye alters all. In other words, he's nuts. His left-wing fanaticism has so blinded him to the realities of the world that we are living in that he would prioritize sex change operations for individuals in the military who cannot serve in the military. What are they doing for us that's of any value? None. We need men on the front lines, not men in the back wards. How does this enrich the military to spend valuable resources on sex change operations? It doesn't. It further demoralizes the military. It further weakens the military. It goes along with what I'm saying to you. The madman who wants to rule the world and be one of the world controllers, if not the world controller, has deballed and debased the military and has now encircled and imprisoned the American police by unleashing mobs in the streets and giving them more power than the police have. And let me tell you something else. That's part of the scorched earth policies that Hillary will continue because she said so. She said so at the AMC church. She said so on YouTube. She said there's more work to be done. She said so. So that's Mustafa Mann in a pantsuit. Hillary Clinton, Mustafa Mann must have a world in a pantsuit. If you want to turn the keys to the world and your freedom over to a mad woman, a power mad woman surrounded by graft and corruption, well, my friends, I have nothing more than I can add. If you can't add two and two, I can't add it up to four.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. Again, welcome back to the program on this very powerful day. Very, very powerful day. I saw the movie Snowden, I think last week, and I tried to talk about it Friday, but it went over like lead belly. But the reason it's so important is because Oliver Stone is a certified dyed-in-the-wool leftist, and he so condemns Obama in that movie for having created the greatest surveillance state in the history of the world, way outdoing the Stasi of East Germany, that I've got to talk about it. And then I had a friend, an artist, send me something. She's an artist and a loyal Savage Nation listener. And she said that, well, I'm going to not read the whole thing, but she said, look what we're going through right now. She said, do you remember 10 or so years ago? Do you remember 10 or so years ago leading up to 2012 brought us into a new digital world of exposure? It only took 10 years or so to go from AOL's You've Got Mail on clunky desktop computers to pocket-sized tracking and recording devices carried voluntarily by nearly every individual. And she says the next 10 years could very well see technological and societal reform of comparable or much greater severity. What we're seeing now is either the approximate frame of this new age, and we will continue to gradually settle into it, or it's just getting started. We haven't even seen anything yet. Of course, I believe that. The new age of surveillance by this monster called the government, domestically and globally, is now a tool that will change all of our lives. And I want to talk about this. And I'm going to ask you the question right up front about that. The next 10 years, what do you envision? Think back to the last 10 years. Think about the last 10 years. I mean, I was on the radio in 94. I remember 99 when the crackpots were saying because of Y2K, the world was coming to an end. I laughed at them. I was right. You were wrong. So I'm not a catastrophic individual where I think the world is coming to an end. Moreover, I have a message of positiveness for you today. I have a message of strength and hope for all of you, and that is this. Think about this carefully. The Jewish calendar, which is a lunar calendar, entered today the year 5,777. That means almost 6,000 years of continuous history, unbroken. Despite the purges of the Middle Ages, despite the Holocaust, despite hurricanes, tornadoes, invasions, casting out, Babylonian captivity, 6,000 years of continuous history. God, if the Jews can survive 6,000 years of continuous history, how can you not survive 8 years of Hillary Clinton? So don't throw in the towel and give up and say the world's coming to an end, okay? You can survive it. WikiLeaks Tuesday announcement canceled for security concern. That was a huge story. Julian Assange was going to make an announcement from the balcony of the Ecuadorian embassy in London tomorrow. But, and it was supposed to destroy Hillary's campaign, but he just announced he can't do it out of security concerns. WikiLeaks has canceled an announcement its founder Julian Assange was to make from the balcony of London's Ecuadorian embassy tomorrow, but not before Donald Trump supporter Roger Stone tweeted Hillary Clinton would be done by the next day because of the planned announcement. So someone threatened them. They threatened them with a Vince Foster. I don't know if there's polonium sushi over there in the Ecuadorian embassy, but he didn't want to go out on the balcony and take a bullet. Oh, yeah, we're living in great times. How we become a banana republic so quickly. So we've all known, I mean, that we're being surveilled. I mean, if you didn't know that, what did you know? I tend to forget it, like, I don't care what the perverts at the NSA are listening to. You know, if they see me walking around in my underwear, let them drop dead. If that's all they got to do is look at me on some hidden thing through my Skype or thing, and does that got nothing better to do? Hey, here's the question. Hey, hold it a minute. You, Schmendrick, who supports Obama and thinks the surveillance state is so great, even though he's the devil. Even though he's absolutely the devil. He's so silk smooth and so good at what he does. He is the devil incarnate, in my opinion. Well, if not the devil, let's say the devil's apprentice. Okay, I'll lighten it a bit. So he's created the greatest spy agency, and instead of turning on people who threaten our survival, they turn it on those people who threaten the government establishment. You like that? That's what was done in East Germany under the Stasi before the wall came down. Okay? So now what? Who's going to take down this electronic wall and save us? Mark Zuckerberg? Bill Gates? No, I don't think so. We have to tear the wall down. We don't have to say, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. It's we have to tear down that wall. Maybe throw our computers in the garbage. Maybe throw our iPhones in the toilet. Maybe that'll tear down the wall. But here's the real question, because none of us are going to do that. We're all addicted. We're all like showing ourselves on vacations or drinking a Mai Tai. We think that's so interesting. Oh, yeah, here I am driving. Here's my hand on a steering wheel. Wow, you got beautiful nails, honey. Who does your nails? That's great. Or here's my butt. Great, no one else has one. Oh, great, here's my behind. Great, nobody else has one. That's the world we're living in. Who's going to throw away their iPhone when you got a world of idiots who look at those things? If they have 100% surveillance going on, how come, therefore, use logic, gone in the world, dead in the world, there is no logic. I'm lucky I still have a logical faculty left in my brain. I was raised in the age of Aristotelian logic. I studied mathematics. I studied Aristotelian logic. I can think mathematically. I can think logically. And the fact of the matter is, if they have 100% surveillance and we're still being attacked by radical Muslims right here in America, as we were 2 weeks ago from the attack, so who are they looking at? Then they tell you that they had them under surveillance. I love that one, like the one in San Bernardino from the two dolls, the Muslim dolls, who machine gun people. Then they come out and they say, well, we had them under surveillance. Did you? So why did you stop them? So who are they looking at? Who, you know, who's watching the watchers? Shall I quote that again? The answer is no one's watching them. They have become the evil, the pure evil. We gave it over willingly under George Bush. George Bush sold us a bill of goods. The Patriot would save us. The Patriot would make us safer. And we all went along with it. Oh, yeah. I got nothing to hide. Many of you still believe that. Oh, I got nothing to hide. What do I care if they're watching me take a bath? What do I care if some devious pervert at the NSA is watching me on the toilet? What do I care if some devious, low-life degenerate who belongs in a mental hospital spends 12 hours a day watching me walk around my house? What do I care? I got nothing to hide. You have a lot to hide, like your whole soul, for God's sakes. So here's the government now. 1984 was a primitive image, by the way. 1984, Big Brother is watching you. Remember that? Orwell, 1984, Big Brother had a listening device in everyone's house, and everyone went along with it saying they felt safer because Big Brother was watching you. It's like he was going to protect me. Big Brother was going to protect me. Some moron geek from NYU is going to protect you. He's going to protect you? They have no soul. They're soulless ghouls working inside those organizations. They have no soul, no spirit, no religion, no faith, no Americanism, zero. They are the enemy. So the fact of the matter is, how come they're not stopping the Muslims before they kill us? Yeah, I'll say Muslim. Every terror attack over the last year was a Muslim. Am I supposed to take Obama's lie, hook, line, and sinker? Yeah, every one of them. In fact, 2 weeks ago, remember the Muslim gentleman? The Muslim gentleman who went on a, ran amok in the mall of Minneapolis? Are you a Muslim? Hack. Eight people he hacked with a knife. Till an off-duty sheriff shot him dead like the animal he was. He had to shoot him three times until he stopped moving. Oh, he was a Somali Muslim, right? Another immigrant, another fabulous immigrant. We're supposed to roll over now to how great immigrants are. You idiots, you. You morons, they're not your grandfather. They're not like your great-grandfather coming here to become an American and contribute to society and build a family. Okay, but you don't want to believe me. You, the rhetoric is too harsh. I get it. It scares you. I'll say it quietly. I'll say it in a nice Obama-esque way. I'll just be humorous about it. But some of us actually believe a nation is defined by its borders, language, and culture. Some of us actually believe that Obama is practicing a scorched earth policy before he leaves office of burning everything down. I don't mean literally. Are we one bad election for losing everything? Tell me, all you good progressives out there, is America not becoming a third world nation of terror? Check. Riots? Check. Mobs? Check. Chaos? Check. Has our Constitution been trampled by a divisive president? Check. Have progressive policies and open borders poisoned America? Check. Can the nation recover from Obama's scorched earth policies? Check. That's why the book is flying off the shelves. I want to get back to the issue of the Trump taxation thing. Now, for years I've been on the air screaming that Obama does not force Microsoft and Google to pay their fair share of taxes. They use every tax scheme that is legal. They use the issue of, let's say, setting up a company in Ireland. Then they use the triple Dutch method. Does Google pay their fair share of taxes? No. Does Microsoft pay their fair share of taxes? Not in my opinion. It's legal. But it bothers me. So then we wake up, and instead of covering the fact that these huge supporters of Barack Obama and the entire Democrat machine, Google, Facebook, Microsoft, don't pay their fair share of taxes because of tax laws that they follow to the letter of the law, they attack Trump on that issue, which of course is stupid. How about the erased 32,000 emails that the New York Times wouldn't cover? What do you think they're about? What is this cover-up about to fool you and to distract you? Donald Trump's taxes, to drown out Hillary Clinton's crimes. What Trump did doesn't look good, but it's exactly the same as Microsoft and Google, which is reducing his taxes according to the letter of the law. But the evil ones at the New York crimes wants you to believe all of a sudden that using tax law legally is illegal now. But that what Hillary did, using her office as Secretary of State for bribes into the Clinton Foundation, is perfectly fine. Running a charity scam, perfectly fine. And so, my friends, this is what it's all about. No one's ever accused them of cheating on taxes. The very same Stasi inside the IRS who tried to destroy the conservative movement, first members of the Tea Party, and then conservative critics of Obama, the Stasi agents inside the IRS, okay, never went after the New York Times itself for their tax evasion. Perfectly legal, but tax evasion, if you're going to, you know, tar brush Trump with this thing, then tar brush the source of the information. Now, every American, Republican, Democrat, atheist, has a right to take legal deductions. Everyone has the right to carry forward tax losses. It's that simple. So what's the crime? I don't see one. But what about extorting $2 billion from foreign countries and foreign companies through so-called donations? What about $250,000 speaker fees? What about putting the State Department up for sale? What about giving out billions in contracts and grants to people who donate to you? That's not a crime. See? But you're not looking at the crime. We don't know what's coming next. But that's the story. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. himself into the show. Apparently, according to the NSA, CIA, FBI, LSMFT, the only people who are immune from prosecution and surveillance are those individuals who are planning to kill infidels, because it would be racist or considered ethnic profiling to pick them out. No, they should pick instead on a Jewish grandmother, 98, in a wheelchair and strip a bear at an airport, or an Irish nun, strip a bear at an airport, break her into tears, because they're not racist if they do that. What do you want to do about now? What do you want to do now? What do you want to do now? The world is melting down. Mobs, riots, chaos, terror, and nothing. And we're talking about Trump's taxes. Like, that's the biggest issue. She's destroyed laptops. Target everybody who's our enemy. You know, I was watching a lot of television over the weekend, the news shows. I was watching, like, RT. Oh, Russian propaganda. It can be, yeah. Well, I counter it because I watch American propaganda. You know, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, American propaganda channels, part of the government media complex, as I described so aptly in my speech in 1999 before the Commonwealth Club. Very important speech will be in my archives. Beware the government media complex. So I tune into the other side, so to speak, and I like to watch Japanese news television in English. And I find that the Russian channel, RT, is pretty bad. The paid-for shows are disgusting, horrible. Just garbage, really. They couldn't get on radio. They can't get a TV show. It's just garbage. But the news shows where there's panel discussion, some of these people are so analytically brilliant. You know, they speak like six languages. They actually think. They analyze. And the things they say are unique. And I was watching an entire show about the Syrian war and how the war drums are being beaten here by the neocons who want a war. And how John Kerry was caught off mic saying he'd love to go to war and bring a war against Russia, but even Obama doesn't want that. I couldn't believe what I was listening to. John Kerry has always been a complete suspicious character, one of the most evil, dangerous men in the history of American politics. Remember, he ran for the presidency once. And remember who he is. He's the one who threw his fake Purple Heart over the wall to show he was really anti-war. He knew that would be his road to the White House. A total snake. But even Obama knows war would be a catastrophe. It could lead to World War III. So Russia's sending more fighter jets there. Russia's sending up to 250,000 men there. And what are we going to do about this? Why is it our business? Tell me what our interests are in Syria. Tell me what our interests are in Syria. I cannot believe that all of the people who were pacifists and doves about Iraq and attack Bush about Iraq, attack Bush about Iraq, attack Bush about Iraq, attack Bush about Iraq. All of a sudden, these chicken hawks are screaming for war with Russia. It's astounding. All those people who ripped Bush apart for war in Iraq are suddenly screaming, bomb Russia, bomb Russia, bomb Russia, bomb Russia, bomb Russia, bomb Russia, bomb Russia. All of a sudden, they want war with Russia. Not a good thing. Russia is our natural ally in the war against radical Islam. Now that, my friends, begins the crux of the whole problem. Because I'm sorry to tell you that watching that show, they interviewed a man, a combat guy from al-Nusra, one of the terrorist groups, who said that we have been trained and are getting weapons from the United States government. We need more of them. I said, oh, God, it's everything we ever feared. Everything we ever feared. We're actually funding the terrorists in Syria under the guise of being the good Syrians. Where are the good Syrians in the dungarees that Anderson Cooper was in love with the iPhone in the back pocket like in Egypt? Ran over there as fast as he can get there. The minute he saw the young Egyptians with the iPhones in the back pocket, Anderson Cooper was on the case. Ran over there, screaming like the idiot he is. There's no analysis. They have no logical faculties. The Andersons, less the Dalt. They give him eyeglasses to make him look smarter. Remember, Anderson had to get a pair of glasses to look smarter? I don't care what you wear. If you can't think and you have no logic, what's the point of being on the radio or television? Well, what's the point? Excuse me, it's America. Pardon me. Savage.